But Louis was only human, and after years of good health, he began to suffer from a serious medical problem, an anal fistula.
Restez encore un peu. Vous souffrez le martyre.
Comme j'aimerais, madame. La France ne veut rien savoir de mes douleurs. Et le roi se doit entièrement à ses sujets.
This was an extremely serious condition in the context of the 17th century. The risk of it becoming gangrenous, that the pus would seep into the rest of the body and infect, was very great indeed. Untreated, it would almost certainly have killed the king. The only way that it was likely to be cured was through invasive surgery. Such surgery had had a very poor success rate.
But Louis instructed his doctors to go ahead. His senior physician devised a new instrument especially for the operation.
The doctors involved in the operation practiced on a number of others who had anal fistulas beforehand, but it was nonetheless still a very risky operation. In the 17th century, the doctors were much more likely to kill you than cure you. Huge effort was made at Versailles to keep the details of this secret, because it was felt so likely that the king wouldn't survive, that the diplomatic repercussions of this would sweep through Europe.
Majesté.
Monsieur le chirurgien, traitez-moi comme le moindre de mes sujets. Ainsi votre main ne tremblera pas.
Bien, Majesté.
He was so stalwart during the operation. He never spoke at all. Imagine the pain. No anesthetic.
This extraordinary self-control he had. He just gritted his teeth and conducted himself with great dignity.
La fistule à l'anus de Sa Majesté est bien réduite. Maintenant, il faut prier pour le salut total du roi.
And that night, he took a council meeting. Extraordinary. Very pale, with a sort of sheen of sweat, but he made it.